Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia today during a rare trip for Kim outside his country. BBC correspondent Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
So over the last 6 months, North Koreans have tried twice to launch a spy satellite into orbit, and both their attempts have failed. So meeting at this space center certainly sends a signal that perhaps Putin is willing to help Mr. Kim Jong-un when it comes to launching these satellites. In fact, he was actually asked by reporters, Mr. Putin, when he arrived at the site earlier, whether he was going to help Mr. Kim, and he confirmed that that was indeed why they had come to this location.
Kim told Putin that Russia has risen to a sacred fight to defend its sovereignty and security. More than 1,500 people are confirmed dead and thousands are missing in devastating flooding in eastern Libya. More from the BBC's Anna Foster.
Pictures from eastern Libya show torrents of water rushing through streets, submerging cars and leaving a trail of devastation. Storm Daniel brought three quarters of the usual rainfall in a year in just 24 hours.
Five former Memphis police officers have now been charged with federal civil rights violations in the death of a black man 9 months after he was beaten during a traffic stop near his home.
Ty, he was just a free spirit.
The mother of Tyree Nichols, Rovon Wells, says she is thankful to the Department of Justice that the five former police officers are now facing federal civil rights violations.
On behalf of my family and I, we'd like to thank everyone that was involved in the indictment of those police officers today.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's the biggest antitrust lawsuit in decades, the U.S. Department of Justice versus Google. Antitrust expert Stacey Mitchell says Google is a big target.
They are a gatekeeper for access to information for every business that wants to reach a consumer. That is incredibly powerful.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has told relevant House committees to begin an impeachment inquiry of President Biden. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the actual effect of the announcement isn't certain.
Without a formal vote, it's not clear that simply announcing this inquiry will give the House more authority to investigate than it had already.
McCarthy claims Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. The CDC is now recommending an updated COVID vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The agency says the elderly, pregnant women, and people with compromised immune systems should make it a priority to get one. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. And old, bitter, and jaded, Jane Matinair is on the board.
I'm back, baby.
Back, baby, back tan and refreshed, which we love to see. And so this hour, we are going to be talking to Colleen Hayes about the Willie Street Fair in the next segment. So if you are in or around Madison, that is certainly something you want to check out this weekend. It is Madison's longest running neighborhood gathering. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Sandy Peters, who is a local Waukesha woman, who she and her granddaughter have organized a family walk run for this weekend called What Running for Water, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a fundraiser for Dig Deep, which is going to raise funds to help provide water for communities in America who do not have access to clean water. So really looking forward to her, to talking to her about how they came across this issue, why they feel so passionate about it, how hard it is to organize a family walk run. But that's coming up at 11:30. But I wanted to come back for the top of this hour to what I think is probably the biggest, and it's not, I feel like it's not just a sports story. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has taken up so much of our collective. He's a celebrity, right? Like, he has dated celebrities. He is, the drama that has unfolded around him is not unlike some of the drama of the other people that probably get outsized attention, like the Elon Musks of the world and stuff, that like they themselves are a headline no matter what, right? And, you know, so much so that, and I can't remember, Jane, so when this, did this happen while you were out of what was going on with Jack's American Pub?
Yeah, that I missed.
Okay, so you missed that.
Yep.
Are you familiar with it now? Because I heard even over the newscast for the top of the hour news, they talked about it.
Yeah, I am up to speed now. What an unbelievable story.
So if you are not familiar, because for whatever reason. So we talked about it a little bit, but it basically made national headlines that there was a bar in Milwaukee called Jack's American Pub that promoted this had this promo that if you watched, you had to be there when the game started. And Aaron Rodgers had to start the game. But if the Jets lost, Jax would pay your bar tab. So last night, obviously, is the first opportunity for this promo to happen. And I saw that ESPN was there, CBS 58 was there, like there was live coverage. The bar looked pretty packed. And so if you play out the drama of what happened, you think about all these people showed up. And because think about it, because even beyond that, the other part of this story is that at the very last minute yesterday, Charter finally figured out their deal with Disney. Because that's the other thing that happened while you were gone, Jane, is that Disney and Charter Communications had this huge negotiation where the night, the Thursday, last Thursday, no, a week before last Thursday, was now I can't figure out the timeline. Was it last Thursday? I think it was last. Oh, anyways, Spectrum just stopped showing sports because they couldn't get ESPN. Because, yeah, so it was right before college football was basically starting. And so 15 million Spectrum subscribers couldn't get ESPN. So they couldn't get the U.S. Open. They couldn't get certain college sports because Charter customers and, I mean, because Charter and Disney were having these negotiations. And basically, like, the question of what does this mean for cable packages and all of this, this was also going on simultaneously. So even as of Sunday night, Monday morning, Mike and I were like, well, how are we going to watch the game? Are we going to go to a bar? So I'm sure there was tons of people going to Jack's American Pub because they're like, well, if I can't watch the game at home, I might as well go watch it at Jack's. But Charter got it figured out literally hours before this game. So that's one piece of it. But regardless, people go to Jack's American Pub. And if you think about the drama of what happened in the game, so he starts the game. He being Aaron Rodgers, obviously goes down on the fourth snap. And then the Bills start to really pull away, right? For most of the game, the Bills are winning. But Josh Allen, who is the quarterback of the Bills, has a terrible game. It has throws four interceptions.
Ouch.
And so I end up, I'm thinking the Bills are going to go to sleep. So I'm like in bed already, but I'm hearing Mike just like howling at the TV because the Jets come back. The game go because like I'm watching on social media, people being like, people are getting hammered at Jack's because everyone's just assuming that their bar tab is going to be paid for because the Bill, like Aaron Rodgers is out. The Bills are running away with it. Like the Jet season is over.
Drinks for everybody.
Drinks for everybody. So then lo and behold, the Jets come back. The game goes to overtime. And the Jets still pull it out. So even though most of the game, everyone who's at Jack's is thinking, I'm not going to have to pay this tab. This is great. I'll be able to deal with my hangover tomorrow. Now they have to deal with their hangover and their bar tab because the Jets still won.
I should have ordered rail all night. And instead I did call.
Oh, well, that was actually funny you say that. That's actually part of the part of the fine print was no top shelf.
Oh, seriously. Oh, that's hilarious.
But now, I mean, if he's out for the season, that promo, as much hype as it got, I mean, it has to be over, right? Because part of the deal was
he had to,
Aaron Rodgers has to, he had to start.
Right. He had to start. Well, yep. But you know, I have to think that even if the Jets had won and the bar had to pay all those tabs, they've gotten so much attention now.
Oh, yeah.
And so much free advertising. This has turned out to be a really good thing for them.
Totally. And you think not only that, it's free advertising, but even if had the promo continued, they don't cover your food tab, right? So if people come in and they order food, like you're still getting people into the bar. They're still buying other things.
Right.
And there's like, you know, there's the chance that they win, they don't win. And so you're like last night. And this is the fun of gambling, right? It's like until the very end, the game is not over until it's over. But that was, I can't imagine what that ride looked like. And it's funny because AJ Biapour, who is, you know, like a political reporter for CBS 58, but every once in a while gets put on
something
a little bit lighter. But he was reporting from there last night. And I don't think it doesn't matter because the audio doesn't show the disappointed faces that he had. Oh, he was there at the end of the game still reporting live. And when the Jets won, and you can just see people in the back, like holding the bridge of their nose, be like, I can't believe the Jets came back. I can't believe I have this $250 like bar tab and I'm going to be so hungover tomorrow.
How did this happen? It's, and again, what we were talking in the first hour, you couldn't write something like this Rodgers injury taking him out for the rest of the season. And then you couldn't write a better ending for that bar than this. With the Jets coming back to win at the last minute and just throwing everybody. It's just hilarious.
And so I wanted to get back to some of the comments that we got when we talked about this at the top of the first hour. The question was, do you feel guilty? Because I think some of us who had wished that there wasn't going to be a great season, that the Jets would not run away with it, that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't leave and immediately win a Super Bowl as soon as he left the Packers.
Right.
But do you feel a little guilty that this is now what happened to him on his fourth snap on his new team? And so we have one comment from Changeress on the YouTube live stream saying, Ree Rodgers, nothing is guaranteed. I don't wish on him. Perhaps he will coach up his young team to success, make it less about him. We shall see. We'll see. That's a good point as far as what role does he play now
right.
on the team as a sidelined veteran.
I don't. It will be interesting to see how his ego deals with all of this. It really will. Is that going to be enough for him to help out his remaining teammates and be a role model? I don't know.
And it's so interesting because I also think about so much. And I know Mike Clemens touched on this yesterday, but he's not the only Packers reporter pundit that I've spoken to about this, that spent time in preseason at practices with the Packers, of the different vibe that is going on with the team with Aaron Rodgers gone, that there is the large looming nature of Aaron Rodgers and playing to win Aaron Rodgers another Super Bowl versus playing as a cohesive team where there isn't one big, massive star, and how different the dynamics are and what that creates for a team. Because we haven't even gotten to talk about that, about how exciting the Sunday's game was and how the Bears still suck.
Yes.
But that's a good point as far as, like, does Aaron Rodgers' ego let him still be a contributing factor to the team just because of how smart he is and how much experience he has, even though he's not on the field. But then we had a couple comments on, because one of the questions, as we read in the first segment or the first hour, was David Bakhtiari blaming this on the fake like the AstroTurf,
right,
and basically the what's on the field. And so we got Mike on the YouTube live stream saying, MetLife Stadium has had two concerts this past weekend. I think the concern is how well a grass field would hold up to other events that the stadiums host. I don't know if that is one of the considerations, but then Scott McKellen also says, NFL also tears up grass. I'm an FC Bayern Munich fan, and the NFL destroyed our grass in Germany last year. Unsure if it's sustainable to change all to grass. So I guess it's because of the way the game is played and how different that is from soccer.
That could be.
So
we got
interesting as far as the decision. Yeah, go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts. Again, you can always text 844-967-2789 from the 920. He goes out on snap number 4. Coincidence? I wonder. And also from the 262, Rodgers' first season with the Jets moved the needle as much as Scott Walker's presidential run.
Oh, we got some mean people this morning that are not that sympathetic to Rodgers.
And then there's John from the Falls. Good morning, ladies. I'm really struggling with this. I've always had the mindset I want to lead with love and kindness, but I'm finding it more and more difficult since 2016. While I don't wish injury on anyone, there's apparently a part of me that really believes that you get what you give, karma. That being said, I wish for healing and success for him with his new team. So John's bringing it home with kindness.
Both things can be true. You can want to be a good person, but you can also be like, well, you were getting a little too big for your britches. All right. When we come back, we will talk to Colleen Hayes about the Willie Street Fair. So join us after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 48. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 47. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And this weekend, Madison's longest running neighborhood gathering is back. It's the very hip Willie Street neighborhood is having their Willie Street Fair, when there's going to be live entertainment, over 100 vendors, and overall very good vibes. And here to tell us more about it, she is on the phone, Colleen Hayes, who is the Willmar Neighborhood Center board member. How you doing, Colleen?
Hey, Kristen. Good. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're great. You know, we're just we're counting down the days till I have a baby. We're happy that Jane's back from Europe and we're really excited to talk to you.
Excellent.
So I guess when we say, I mean, this has to be a very busy week for you because it's considering the size and the fun nature of the event. But I guess before, when we say that this is the longest running neighborhood gathering, how long, what year is this? How long has this festival been going on?
Well, let's see, 1977. So let me do some quick math here. It's been about 50 some odd years. I don't, you know what? I don't want to get like Tony Castaneda on you. The other day,
1977 is good enough. That's we can put some kind of framework of whatever context that creates for us in our brain. That is a long time. Right. And so
that's,
I guess,
a long time.
How would you describe, because I grew up in Madison. I grew up on kind of the near west side. I went to Madison West, but certainly every time now I come from Milwaukee and I drive in through the east side, if I were to ever move back to Madison, I have to say I would probably be an east side girl. And And so how would you describe the Willie Street neighborhood to someone who's never, who doesn't know what it is?
Good question. That's great. Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's obviously changed. I think there'd be a lot of people that would frown upon some of the gentrification of Willie Street neighborhood. However, I do think it has retained. It's a very eclectic neighborhood. There is, and the Willie Street Fair just personifies that 100%. When you show up, especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we have our Willie Street Fair Parade, which is unlike any other parade you've ever been to. And when you show up there, you just see just a wide variety of people who are, you know, represent all that is Willie Street. So like you mentioned, you know, it's a hip neighborhood in some people's mind, but it's, you know, there's a lot of teachers that live in the neighborhood.
a lot of, neighborhood volunteers, people who just really appreciate the neighborhood and, have been working to make it better their whole life of living there. So,
Colleen, do people make their own floats for the parade?
That's a good question. They do make their own floats. A lot of it is mostly just people, there's lots of stilt walkers, bicyclists, lots of people just walking, handing out candy. But we do have a variety of floats. One of my favorites is Lauer Realty, which is a neighborhood realtor. They've been known to show up with floats the last couple of years. They hire a drag queen, and they just really go all out. So they're kind of a fun float. You never know who's going to show up, though. We've got a couple different marching bands that show up every year. Forward Marching Band is there. The Amphibians drummers show up. There's lots of climate action folks that'll be there with, these large, large fish. It was like a paper mache fish from last year was there. Last year we had a large uterus. Can you say uterus on radio?
You can say that. Yes. is an anatomy word. So yes, you can absolutely say uterus. Yeah. We say it a lot.
Yeah. Right. Good. Okay. So there was a large uterus. Local artist Wendy Schneider had a uterus that she walked around wearing this costume that she made with the help of some friends. So you just never know what's going to show up at the Willie Street Fair parade.
That's amazing. And so is there anything new this year for people who have typically gone in the past? Like what can people expect? I mean, we obviously just heard a little bit about the parade, but there's tons of musical artists. I think there's five different stages, but what kind of paint the scene for people?
Yeah. So, I'm kind of excited because this year we're sort of back to where we were pre-pandemic. Of course, lots of neighborhood festivals, especially on the east side, we had to cancel some of our festivals, most of our festivals that year of 2020. And then it's slowly they've been limping back to full strength. And the Willie Street Fair used to be, longer. We had to reduce it to about two blocks, but now it's 2 days full of four stages each day. And like you were mentioning, hundreds of vendors, there's food vendors, artists, you could pretty much get all of your holiday shopping completed this weekend if you wanted to and buy local and support local artists. So that's the thing I'm most excited about is we're going to be back to full strength. And I know our local community radio station, WORT, is having their stage is back at full strength on Sunday. So they're really excited about that. And they usually bring in some really kind of newer, hip, kind of more punk artists. And so that'll be interesting to see, to see what they have in store.
Well, that sounds awesome. I am very excited that it is back and back at full force. But the 2023 Willie Street Fair is this weekend, September 16th and 17th on the 800, 900, and 1,000 block of Willie Street on Madison's Isthmus. You can get more information at williestreetfair.org. Colleen Hayes, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope it goes off without a hitch and I hope there's more uteruses there.
I hope and we have a full kids stage. That's what I organize and book the kids stage. So that's going to be up your alley now, Kristen. So
I know next year we'll bring baby Kristen there. All right. Okay. Thanks, Carleen. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Sandy Peters will be here to talk about Run for Water. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Why are North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin meeting in Russia today? The BBC's Jean McKenzie.
The U.S. believes that the two leaders are meeting to finalize an arms deal that's been on the cards for some time, that North Korea is preparing to sell Russia the weapons that it needs to continue fighting its war in Ukraine.
Five former Memphis police officers have been charged with federal civil rights violations in the beating death of Tyree Nichols 9 months ago. Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells.
This is a long time coming, and we're so glad that we've reached this point. Now, the next milestone is the actual convictions.
The Justice Department has sued Google on antitrust charges, says CBS's Joe Link Kemp.
Basically, the argument from DOJ is that Google is unfairly keeping the competition like Microsoft Bing and DuckDuckGo at bay because they're paying these huge sums of money to be the default search engine on your device.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vet.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And right here in Waukesha this weekend, there is a family walk run set for 10 a.m. So it's going to be this Saturday at Frame Park. And we are going to be talking to Sandy Peters, who's on the phone with us right now, to talk more about the event, what the funds are going to go to, and how she started it. So how are you doing, Sandy?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show, Kristen and Jane. I know As Goes Wisconsin is all about Wisconsin, but we are extending a thread all the way out to the Navajo Nation. And this thread really started here in Wisconsin with the destination, that pub on Main Street, because we weren't sure how this was going to pan out with getting sponsors and stuff. And they just opened up their arms and said, yes, we will sponsor. And we started getting $1,000 sponsorships in. And this has become a reality, because I need to be honest with you. I thought I was going to make a fool of myself. I thought this was going to be embarrassment. I didn't know how to start a fundraiser. But it all started with a new segment I was watching on August 3rd in 2020. And I just poured myself a glass of cold water and I sat down to watch the news. And it was a hot August day. And they were talking about the explosion of COVID on the Navajo Nation. And as they were going on, they were explaining that the Navajo people barely have enough water to drink. They have about approximately 1 liter per day per family member. That's not enough to shower and frequently wash your hands, as the CDC recommendations were for COVID at the time. So I sat watching this going, for the first time, opening my eyes, my goodness, these people have no running water right here in America. So they talked about Dig Deep, and our fundraiser is for Dig Deep, which is a nonprofit water, right to water project, which is based in LA. So I started looking into Dig Deep a little bit more and was impressed with how that started. He was doing a scholarship paper for Loyola, and he was talking about people's rights. And he picked water. He had to do a paper on a right, a human right. So he picked water, and his professor gave it back to him and said, no, water is not a human right. And he was, you know, shocked about that, as we were. And then he started in southern Sudan and Cameroon, and he was putting wells in there. And one of his supporters said, I will give you $50, but if you come back and do it in the Navajo Nation. And he had the same reaction I had, like, wait, what? Here in the United States? Mm-hmm. Currently, there are 2.2 million people. Yeah, 2.2 million people living in the United States without access to clean running water. And the Navajo Nation had treaties that explicitly or implicitly said that they had rights to water. But in June of this year, the Supreme Court shut it down, saying, yes, you do have rights to water from the San Juan River, but we don't have to help you get the water. So, you know, it's a constant struggle for them. It takes a lot of money to provide one family with clean running water. It takes between $4,500 and $5,500 because there is no access to pipes. They have to dig a big hole, put a big tank in a 1,200-gallon tank, and then pipe water from that to their house. Now, these are temporary moves because they are working on a coalition to have water finally piped in there some way, somehow. So it's an ongoing effort. And because of the incredible sponsors we've had from Waukesha, we've already raised $13,000 to send to them after the run.
That's really impressive, Sandy. That's really impressive, because this is the first one, right? This is the first run for water.
Yes. Yes. My granddaughter and I were talking about, she's an old soul, and we were talking about, and I said, I really want to do this because I'm a retired teacher. And at the end of the year, I would read a book called A Long Walk to Water. And it was about Southern Sudan and the Lost Boys. And I just wanted to plant little activist seeds and just making children aware, because this has to continue. We can't just turn a blind eye to this like we have done for over 100 years now. And my granddaughter and I would talk about it, and I'm like, maybe we could do this. So it was with partnerships with Plowshare and the Community of the Living Spirit, a little church here in Waukesha, that they actually had connections of how to get moving on this. So if it wouldn't have been for them, and if it wouldn't have been for those first huge donations coming in, I think I would have just sat like, well, that was an attempt, but it's turned out to be a success, and we are going to do it next year. So, yeah, in the registration, we kept the fee very low because we want this to be an awareness for families. So it's a family walk, run, bring your buggies, strollers, whatever. And it's $15 per person or $25 for a family of five. And we meet at the shelter at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and going around twice is a 3.5K run. So We're excited about it. It's really happening. It was a dream, and it's really happening because of Waukesha.
Totally. And we're talking to Sandy Peters, who is the founder, organizer behind Running for Water, which is a walk run this set for 10 a.m. this Saturday at Frame Park. And this is such a great story because you just saw something on TV that was a problem and you're like, I want to help. How do I help? And now it's coming to fruition, right? And I think it's such a powerful story as far as the ability to just do something, right? And it doesn't, and you don't know where it's going to lead to or how it can grow, but this is such an inspiring series of events. And so I guess did you always think it would be a run walk, or was it just kind of a fundraiser at first? And then how did you end up deciding that this was the best way to do the fundraiser?
Well, it started with a Plowshare and the Waukesha branch of NAACP had a combined book study at Martha Merrill's. And it was on what white people can do next. And it was like, yeah, we need a coalition of people. And I was always wanted to start something with this funding, the Navajo Nation. And then, it started from there. But I didn't know what to call it. I didn't know what to do. And then I had a dream. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was like running for water. But the four was real small, like running water. And I thought, okay, a run, a fundraiser, walk, run, that would work. And it kind of started from a dream. And then it just snowballed from there and talking to people. And then Michelle Mader from Plowshare, she has done so many things with, fundraising events. Bonnie Burke from Community of the Living Spirit has done so many things because the Plowshare was started from a member of the Community of the Living Spirit. Food pantry was, the women's center was. So these, I met some people that knew how to get things done. And when I didn't know where to go, it was just this like imaginary thing of them holding a sign going, okay, go this way. So it was a dream, but it was important people in Waukesha that really got this going and seeing it through. And then making the contact with Dig Deep. Oh my gosh, they have been so supportive. I've been in contact with Alexis Martin and Chloe Simpson out there, and they just keep, they gave us T-shirts. They're encouraging us. It's just wonderful. And I know that they're doing such remarkable things. And George McGraw, who started Dig Deep, is now part of the Water Commission in LA too. I mean, this is big. They are doing moving and shaking things. It's all nonprofit. 100% goes to funding families with water.
Well, go ahead, Jane.
And it must have, Sandy, when you got this rolling and you started getting out into the community and talking to people, people must have been shocked, because I know I was, and I think Kristen was too, when you said there are over 2 million people in this country that do not have access to water coming out of a tap, and that's just not something that we think about.
It's not, and people are shocked. And I sat there for one Friday Night Live, and people would come up, and they said, I had no idea. And I said, that's a problem. So, initially, I just wanted to get the word out there. I had no idea we would be able to bring in $13,000. So the word is getting out there. And thank you two so much for having me on here to get the word out even more. Yeah, there's 2.2 million people in the United States, 780 million worldwide, but 2.2 in our country, that's not right.
Well, and it's also because when I was looking at Dig Deep website, because obviously this is a project that's going to go for the Navajo Nation, but it's also, it looks like the other part of the country that they serve is Appalachia, which, the parts of that part of the mountains and stuff where people, and I remember that's been an issue there for a long time. Cause I remember, how stories sometimes just kind of stick with you, is babies in Appalachia who have dew mouth or like mountain dew mouth, because they have easier access to soda than they do to clean water, which has always stuck with me as far as what it does to their teeth and everything. Yeah. And so it's also, I think, so timely as far as as you talked about, this is a community of Waukesha coming together. It's the different groups that are helping you who got this off the ground, the donations that have already come in. And it's so timely, I think, because 4 days ago, Waukesha celebrated that the completion of its Lake Michigan water pipeline, and that, the water that is going to be provided to the city of Waukesha has now changed. And that was such a
huge effort and it's taken so long. And it's kind of like a good time to think about not taking water for granted.
Absolutely. And our timing we had no idea of that was going to be around September. But yes, we do take water for granted. And that was when I was watching that news broadcast that night and I looked at my glass of water with the condensation running down. And I was just like, I just got up and went into the kitchen and got a cold glass of water. They have to drive. Now, Dig Deep has helped to reduce the miles, but they were driving like 52 miles round trip to fill jugs with water. And then if it was because they don't have paved roads on the Navajo Nation, many of them aren't paved, if it was rainy, it would take them up to 2 hours to go get water. When I can walk into my kitchen, and that's just not right. Water should be a human right. It should not be a luxury for a few people.
Well, and I find the ruling interesting that the court made that, yes, you can have access to the water, but we're not going to help you get it. Good luck.
Right. Right. I know. And you know what? They had this in their treaty, I think, of 1878. And then they had the Winter Doctrine, which said, yes, you do have a right to this water. And they've been fighting this since the 50s. They've been fighting this, trying to get them to help them bring the pipelines in. Biden's infrastructure is helping that. But these houses are so remote that if they get a pipeline in, they don't know that they can connect them. So that's what I'm so impressed with Dig Deep. They're working on, you know, closing that water gap worldwide, but first here in America, closing that water gap, figuring out ways to do it. And they're, you know, now they're part of a government agency too. So it's just all impressive what they're doing.
And so just coming back to the event, so we can make sure everyone has all the information that they would need. It's this weekend. Registration is still open.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can register there. It's $15 per person, $25 for a family of five. We're in the shelter, which is right by the playground. And we're
in Frame Park, right?
Take registration. Yes, in Frame Park. Yes, yes. Because this has been recorded. There's been retired videographers, and they've been recording my initial kickoff meeting at the library, and then they recorded one of our committee meetings. And they're going to show up that day. So we've gotten a lot of money, and we just need some bodies out there, too. So it'd be wonderful to have anybody show up at the last minute. We don't care. Come and sign up. We've got about 30, 40 people registered, but we can always use more. And again, you can register there. The forms will be there. Just a cash or check, $15, and we'd love to have you join us.
And the forecast looks great. Should be a beautiful day.
That's very exciting. Is there anywhere online people can get more information? I can send them in our show notes as far as getting more, either registering it beforehand or at least bookmarking it.
Yes, there is a QR code. We'll take you to the registration papers. But the information is, it's Community Living Spirit. There's no of in it. So it's just communitylivingspirit.com/runningforwater/.
Right. Perfect. I will get that. Perfect. I will get that, and I'll put it in our show notes for today. Sandy, this has been so lovely. It's such an inspiring story, and thank you so much for putting your heart and soul into this.
Well, thank you for letting me share it so more people are aware. I really appreciate it, Kristen and Jane. It means the world to me. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend. Can't wait to hear how it goes. And can't wait to see how much money you guys raise. We got to take a break, but when we come back, we will close out today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 64, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 47 tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 68 tomorrow. Mid-70s Friday, low 70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
It's got a thing that's in the
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this Tuesday is almost, we're almost over as our first show back together.
Yes, after a couple of weeks.
After a couple of weeks. So we only got a couple of weeks left. Not even. We got 8 shows after today.
But you are going to be checking in. Are you not?
I am going to be checking in, yes.
So we can get little LJ updates. Little Jane, of course. And
yes, of course.
See how the baby's doing and see how you're doing and how the new parents are doing. Are you getting excited?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I bet.
One of the reasons I was out of town is we had a baby shower this weekend and I was trying to get all my stuff back and I was up in Rapids and I have hit that stage of, I think they call it nesting, where I know that I still have a lot of responsibilities. I have to do this show every day. I am trying to make some TikToks for, defendjustice.com. I'm going to do that as soon as we're done for today's show of trying to get some information out as far as, because the news has not stopped. But, you know, still lots of things to get done before this baby gets here. And all I really want to do is clean my house.
Oh, and really?
And yesterday we got home and all I wanted to do was like wash her little clothes and put them, like find the spot for them and organize what needs to go where and like the final touches, which I know is futile because the amount of parents that I've talked to who they set up their nursery, they have everything, they think it's going to be one way. And then they're like, we totally didn't use this.
Yeah.
We never even put her in her room and all of the things that changed. And I think that's been the most interesting thing about this experience so far. And I think it has something to do with being relatively older as far as being 37, having my first kid and having so many friends who have had kids.
Sure.
Is that I think I have so much, my attachment to anything going a certain way is not really existent. Like the birth has to be a certain way. Breastfeeding has to be a certain way. Sleeping in a bassinet versus this, like, because I've gotten so many stories from so many people of the improvisation that has to happen, that like there is kind of this acceptance of, well, it's going to happen the way it's going to happen.
Pretty
and
much.
We're just going to roll with it.
Yep.
there's only so much planning you can do. And I think that's why I've been able to stay fairly calm and not be that
anxiety ridden throughout this, but I am very, very excited. I'm going to actually get to go see her today. And so I'm going to do it. We have a growth scan today. So I get to see how big she's, cause she, you'll be surprised, Jane, after you, we haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
I know.
I'm definitely bigger than I was when you left.
Well, you're tall and thin. So when you finally popped, and I think it was about 3.5 months in, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, there's a little belly. And now there's a big belly. I'm sure
there's a beach ball now. and she's going to be, so we'll see how big she is.
She's going to be tall.
She is going to be tall.
Yeah.
I would have said between having Mike 6'3", I'm 5'10", my dad's 6'8", my grandma's 6 foot. There's probably a chance that she's going to be a string bean. But yes, so we are very excited. We are very excited to, I'm excited to plan with you all the stuff that you guys are going to be doing while I'm away. Very excited for Carol Kane to be joining
yes.
the show on Fridays.
On Fridays, I'm going to have Todd Alba will be joining me on Mondays. Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates is here on Tuesdays. Greg Bach, of course, for Greg Bach Wednesdays. And then Thursday, we're going to play it by ear. And then Fridays, we'll do Fridays with Jane and Carol, which I think should be a lot of fun.
It should be so much fun. But we're also going to have some of our recurring guests.
Absolutely.
Like, you're still going to be doing public service announcement with Dr. Lyerly on Thursdays.
Dr. Mike is coming back.
Dr. Mike, if you were unfamiliar with the segment that we did last year, my best friend, who is both a life coach and psychologist and also a fantasy football savant, he is good. I will not be here, but he is coming back to talk to Jane once a week to talk about life stuff, answer your questions,
relationships, love, career.
So we'll have a lot of the staples still in place as far as the different segments that we have. Matt Miller will come on once a month. We'll have sports updates.
Yep.
What do you think is going to be different? What do you think so far is going to be the biggest difference between me in the big chair versus you in the big chair?
Well, again, I just think you have an ability to absorb some really complex things like reports from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And I love talking to those people, but that's only because they know they have to break it down into shorthand for me, because otherwise I'm not going to get it. So I think I just want to maintain the quality level, the intelligence level that you have always brought to it. So that's what I'm shooting for.
You will, and you absolutely will. I have no doubt about that. So we'll have lots of planning sessions. We still have 8 shows, but I want to send another reminder, and probably this will be a daily reminder, but go check out defendjustice.com to look up your reps, to get their contact information, to let them know that you care about this impeachment hearing. And you do not want them to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. Like I said, I'm going to be sharing more information about that across social media. But that is something that we need to keep harping on, because this is unreal that they're trying to even get away with that.
Well, as Dan Schaefer said, is it unreal? I mean, they've been doing these power grabs now for a decade. So is it surprising? Maybe not so much. Is it disappointing? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can do something about it, so that's why you need to go to that website.
And we can absolutely do something about it. Just like Sandy's doing something about water in the Navajo Nation.
Well done, Waukesha.
Well done, Waukesha. Well done, Sandy and Ava, her granddaughter. Like, that is such a cool story, as far as it started with me learning about something and not wanting to just say, oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah.
And then go on with my day. That she actually got up and did something about it is so cool. Well, that'll about do it for us today. But tomorrow, Alan Borsick's going to be back. He wrote an optimistic story as far as some of the Milwaukee schools that are shining brightly ahead of the school year, even though we're in week 2 of the school year. Greg Bach will be back tomorrow. He'll co-host with me. I think we're going to do... I'm trying to think of a fun segment that we can do tomorrow. I think we're either going to rank the worst TV decisions in history, or Settlers of Catan actually came out with a cookbook. And so the board game Settlers of Catan, are you not familiar?
I am not.
All right. Well, we'll maybe think about if other board games had a cookbook. What would that look like?
Oh, I like it.
So we'll have some fun tomorrow. But thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you to Sandy. Thank you to Colleen. Thank you to Dan Schaefer for being guests today. And we'll come back tomorrow, 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
if you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the...
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.